run period, which you kind of expect the run. So you don't know exactly how good you are, so to speak, but for sure, I mean, there's a little bit of an advantage because there's no tackling, but still, it's good work, and you can learn from the tape.
Usually these things get a little chippy, but this one seemed pretty under control. You guys, what was the reason for that?
I think, yeah, I would agree with that statement. You know, from the start of it, I thought the Atlanta's defense was real professional about how they handled everything. Their coaches are real professional, and it's been my experience the good teams know how to practice without pads, which usually means they know how to practice with pads. And you can tell Atlanta's a good team. They've got, you know, their mindset is to, you know, have a long season and make it to the Super Bowl, and so they get it. They know how to practice, and you could tell today.
You talked a little bit about it, maybe some indecisiveness out there. I know Kendall, he's still finding his way. I mean, it seemed like it was one ball down there where he maybe didn't run the right route, didn't maybe run after the ball, and it got picked off. I mean, you're still obviously working through some things with him as he finds his way.
I mean, for sure, any young receiver is going to have those issues when, you know, when the lights go on. But, you know, again, both those looks were cover zero looks, which, you know, our defense has not done that. So it's kind of a new thing that we haven't really prepared for. Didn't study any film. And, you know, those will be opportunities for our X receiver to make plays. I mean, cover zero, that's one on one with no help. Those will be opportunities for, you know, whoever the quarterback and receiver are to make plays. And, you know, those were two opportunities that we had today, and we didn't capitalize them. But we learned and moved forward.
Matt, were you surprised to see all the folks here today or not really?
A little bit. I, you know, coming down here, we stopped seeing houses like 5 miles ago, and then we saw all these people, and we got here early, and they were already here, loud music and tailgating, and it was really fun. The energy and the excitement that the fans brought today helped make it feel not like a training camp practice.
How long has it been for you since you've had a competition of this nature for a starting job?
I feel like it's been every year, really. I mean, the only difference is, you know, talking about it so much. But you know, last year we talked a little bit about it, and the year before with Charlie Whitehurst getting traded to Seattle, and, you know, that kind of a big deal. We're talking about it, and, you know, early in my career, we weren't talking about fighting for a starting job. We were talking about fighting for a roster spot. And so, you know, it just comes with the position. There's only 32 of these jobs in the world, and every year you got to play your best and, you know, hope you're one of those 32.
Does it feel different?
Not so much. I mean, a lot of things feel different. You know, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, with all new teammates and a new conference, a new division. So all that stuff feels different.
What's your relationship like with Jake? Because you've been in his shoes before too, the young guy trying to beat out the incumbent.
Yeah, we've got a great relationship. I mean, our relationship really couldn't be much better. I mean, it's really, really good. And I think that's good for our football team. I think it's good for all the guys on our team to see a healthy way to compete. You know, you're competing as hard as you can. You're being the best that you can. But you're also helping the teammate that you're competing with and cheering for him. And you're really just being unselfish. I think it's a real healthy thing for our team.
Hey, Matt, who flashed on the Falcons defense to you when you were looking over there? What'd you see?
They got a big D-line.
Uh-huh.
I know in our three-step drops, it was trying to find a lane to throw through those guys, but they're very big up front.
Are you seeing something different right now from Chris Johnson than from what you saw from him early in camp last year?
He looked great. You know, I thought he looked great today. He's looked like he's had a good camp so far, and you know, the next step would just be getting him involved more in the passing game. But he caught a couple balls today, and the more that we can do that, the better.
You want Locker? He's